Chapter 6. More Troubles. The children were the first to notice the policeman. "Look, Papa," said Bill. "There's a policeman at the back door. Is he going to arrest you?" "Gook," said Captain Cook, walking with dignity to the door and trying to poke his beak through the screen. "Is this 432 Proudfoot Avenue?"
"It is," answered Mr. Popper.
"Well, I guess this is the place all right," said the policeman and pointed to Captain Cook.
"Is that thing yours?"
"Yes, it is," said Mr. Popper proudly. "And what do you do for a living?" asked the policeman sternly.
"Papa is an artist," said Janie.
"He's always getting paint and calcimine all over his clothes," said Bill.
"I'm a house painter, a decorator," said Mr. Popper. "Won't you come in?"
"I won't," said the police officer, "unless I have to."
"Ha ha," said Bill.
"The policeman is afraid of Captain Cook."
"Gaw," said the penguin, opening his red beak wide as if he wanted to laugh at the policeman.
"Can it talk?" asked the policeman.
"What is it, a giant parrot?"
"It's a penguin," said Janie. "We keep it for a pet."
"Well, if it's only a bird," said the policeman, lifting his cap to scratch his head in a puzzled sort of way. "From the way that fellow with the tool bag yelled at me outside, I thought there was a lion loose in here."
"Mama says Papa's hair looks like a lion sometimes," says Bill.
"Keep still, Bill," said Janie.
"The policeman doesn't care how Papa's hair looks."
The policeman now scratched his chin. "If it's only a bird, I suppose it will be okay if you keep him in a cage."
"We keep him in the icebox," said Bill.
"You can put it in the icebox for all I care," said the policeman. "What kind of bird did you say it was?"
"A penguin," answered Mr. Popper.
"And by the way, I might just want to take him walking with me. Would it be all right if I kept him on a leash?"
"I tell you," said the policeman, "honestly, I don't know what the municipal ordinance about penguins is, with or without a leash. On public streets, I'll ask my sergeant."
"Maybe I ought to get a license for him," suggested Mr. Popper.
"It's certainly big enough for a license," said the policeman.
"I'll tell you what to do. You call up City Hall and ask them what the ruling about penguins is. And good luck to you, Popper. He's kind of a cute little fellow at that. Looks almost human."
"Good day to you, Mr. Popper."
"Good day to you, Mr. Penguin."
Then, when Mr. Popper telephoned City Hall to see about a license for Captain Cook, the penguin did his best to disconnect the telephone by biting the green cord. Perhaps he thought it was a new kind of eel. But just when Mrs. Popper came back from the market and opened a can of shrimp, so that Mr. Popper was soon left alone at the telephone. Even so, he found it not so easy to learn whether or not he must get a license for his strange pet. Every time he would explain what he wanted, he would be told to wait a minute. Much later, a new voice would come on and ask him what he wanted. This went on for a considerable time. At last, a new voice seemed to take a little interest in the case. Pleased with this friendly voice, Mr. Popper began to tell all about Captain Cook. "Is he an army captain or a police captain or a navy captain?"
"He is not," said Mr. Popper. "He's a penguin."
"Will you repeat that, please?" said the voice. Mr. Popper repeated it. The voice suggested that perhaps he better spell it. "P-E-N-G-U-I-N," said Mr. Popper.
"Penguin."
"Oh," said the voice. "You meant that Captain Cook's first name is Benjamin."
"Not Benjamin, Penguin. It's a bird," said Mr. Popper.
"Do you mean," said the phone in his ear, "that Captain Cook wishes a license to shoot birds?"
"I'm sorry. The bird hunting season does not open until November.
And please try to speak a little more distinctly. Mr. Topper, did you say your name was?"
"My name is Popper, not Topper," shouted Mr. Popper.
"Yes, Mr. Potter. Now I can hear you quite clearly."
"Then listen," roared Popper, now completely outraged.
"If you folks at City Hall don't even know what penguins are, I guess you haven't a rule saying that they have to be licensed. I will do without a license for Captain Cook."
"Just a minute, Mr. Popwell. Our own Mr. Treadbottom of the Bureau of Navigation of Lakes, Rivers, Ponds, Streams has just come in. I'll let you speak to him personally." Perhaps he will know who this Benjamin Cook of yours." In a moment, a new voice was speaking to Mr. Popper. "Good morning. This is the Automobile License Bureau. Did you have this same car last year? And if so, what is the license number?" Mr. Popper had been switched over to the county building. He decided to hang up.